This is Warriors Training Camp, fueled by Gatorade, and things tipping off on a Friday at the Rakuten Performance Center as the Warriors hosting Media Day and all of the storylines as we enter what will be an exciting new season. We're all explored here during this training camp opener, and it's an annual event, Media Day. A lot of topics touched on, and we will hear from Steve Kerr, Stephen Curry, and Kevin Durant in full throughout this look at the beginning of training camp as it all started with Media Day. And let's open things up with head coach Steve Kerr.
I'll ask the obvious question. How are you feeling?
Thank you for asking. I feel better. I'm not 100%, but I'm on a good path, and I'm confident that I will be 100% at some point, hopefully sooner rather than later. But it's been a long odyssey, as you guys well know, and not easy, but I'm lucky to have the support of not only the players, but Bob and Joe. Everybody's constantly, you know, so supportive, and, you know, I'm looking forward to the season. I'm excited. I think it's going to go smoothly. I think I'll be fine, but who knows? You know, we're all, as Vin Scully once said, we're all day-to-day, so...
Hi, John Flynn from Metro Newspaper. As a championship team, what's the importance of adding young talent like Patrick McCaw and Jordan Bell to a squad that's in win-now mode?
I think it's important to constantly be infusing your roster with young players and energy. I think it's one of the best things that Bob and his staff have done the last few years. When you look at some of the young guys who've made an impact, whether it was through the draft or free agency, so I'm really looking forward to seeing Patrick develop further. He's clearly a good player with a chance to be a great player. And Jordan, we were thrilled to get in the draft. We didn't think he would be there. We're also excited about Damian Jones and Looney. These guys all have a lot of talent. They all know how to play. And it's a good mix with those guys and our vets.
Steve, Jeff Ferrato over to the side of the Jeff. Bay Area News Group. Klay Thompson sometimes tends to blend into the background with all the star power you have, and because of his personality. It seems like this summer he really had a good time over in China, was the head of social media. What was your take on that, and were you happy for Klay to be able to sort of step out into the spotlight?
If I could do it all over again, I would be Klay. I mean that. I want to be Klay. He's got it figured out. Just wants to play hoop and have fun and play with his dog. The most low-maintenance guy on earth.
Hi, Steve. Mark Medina, Mercury News. When you and the rest of the players meet about the White House potential visit, what are the variables that you and the players are ultimately going to be weighing with that decision?
I think the biggest thing is, you know, we haven't had a chance to be together in the summer. Everybody gets scattered, and so it's just important for everybody to express their views, not only players, but coaches and management and ownership, and we haven't had that opportunity. So it's not anything we've really given a ton of thought to, but we will meet over the next couple of days and decide you know, what we want to do.
Over here, Daniel LaRue with The Athletic. Last year, Ian Clark worked his way into a pretty stable role in that second unit, shooting the ball and handling it when he needed to, but now he's on New Orleans. What are you looking for in that role if you continue it, and kind of who are you looking at to potentially fill it?
We want shooting and scoring in that role. We've got a lot of possibilities. Nick Young, we obviously signed to fill in that spot. I think Nick and Patrick McCall, Sean Livingston, Andre, you're going to see, you know, all four of them off the bench. But you know, one of the keys to this season is for our players to accept the fact that not every night is going to be their night. Some nights are going to be better than others. It's one of the hallmarks of our team the last few years that guys sacrifice for the chance to win a championship. And it's a good trade-off, but it's a difficult one just human nature-wise. Everybody wants to play. But our players understand that. That's part of the deal when they come here, and the payoff is tremendous. But the only way it works is if people not necessarily embrace it, because, like I said, everybody wants to play. but accept it and accept the challenge of, all right, it may not be the easiest thing, but it's definitely the most rewarding thing.
Connor, front row.
Connor Letourneau, San Francisco Chronicle. Steve, what do you think of how Kevin Durant handled his Twitter incident, and have you gotten the chance to talk to him about that?
I talked to KD about it yesterday. And it's not a big deal. It's not anything that we're concerned about. You know, he apologized. I told him a story about something that happened to me in my career that was very embarrassing. The fact is, we live in a fishbowl, and we are all expected to be in this profession to be glib and outspoken, and then all of a sudden you can get yourself in trouble unless you just want to completely clam up. It's never been more difficult to be a professional athlete and be in the spotlight than today with social media, and it's tricky. It's a tricky position to be in. But he knows he made a mistake. He was embarrassed about it. As I told him, I've said a lot of things over my life that I've been embarrassed about. It's part of being a human being, but especially when you're in the spotlight day after day. So it's not anything that concerns us. We just move on, and not a big deal.
Second row.
Katie Baker from The Ringer. You mentioned Nick Young earlier. I'm curious, when you met with him this summer, what was your kind of message to him, or the plan you had in mind with him? And I'm also wondering whether the successful season JaVale McGee had last year is any sort of blueprint for incorporating a player like Nick.
So I had lunch with Nick in L.A. Happened to bring Kevin Durant and Draymond Green along, which helped in the sell. Our message to Nick was, you're perfect for us. You can shoot, you're 6'7", you can guard multiple spots. He was much better defensively last year than he's ever been. People may not have recognized it because he was playing on a team that didn't make the playoffs, so people weren't paying too close attention, but he has the potential to fit in beautifully with us, and we have the idea of winning a championship to offer to him. He's been a really good player in his career, but he's played on a lot of bad teams, frankly. And so I think the appeal to Nick was to come play with this group of players. He's a great fit. We got a lot of people. And I explained to Nick that the numbers are probably going to be different. But over the course of the season, between injuries, resting guys, he's going to get his chance to play. And he fits in beautifully with all the playmakers we have. He's one of the best spot-up shooters in the league. He can also create his own shot. So we're really excited to have him, and I think he's going to be in a great spot.
Tim and two more.
Steve, Tim Kalk on The Athletic. With all the movement that went on with a lot of your rivals and big players, Chris Paul to Houston, Paul George to Oklahoma City, is there any move that you were watching that particularly struck you as interesting, maybe not as something that's ultimately going to be most challenging, but maybe would be to you guys? Anything that you thought, any chess piece that moved in this situation that you really went, oh, that's interesting?
I mean, the Cleveland-Boston trade, you don't see that often. You know, two big rivals swapping, key players for each other. Obviously, that's the one everyone will keep an eye on, and I think it makes both teams better in some ways. And we'll see how it all plays out. Chris Paul going to Houston is a huge move. We know that. It'll be really interesting to see how that plays out. And I thought Rudy Gay signing with the Spurs was interesting, too, because the league has gone, obviously, to this mode of versatility and length and, the ability to play multiple positions. And that's the kind of player Rudy is. And I think he gives them a different look. So those are the ones that jump out. And beyond that, I'm mostly worried about our team and concerned with what we're doing. But it's always fun to follow the rest of the league, too.
Right here, third or fourth row back. CJ Peterson, SF Bay.
Am I right here?
Last year's training camp, you guys had a about 50% of the roster that was different heading in. This year, what are the benefits of having, you know, a very similar roster compared to what you ended the season with? And, you know, how do you expect it to be different?
It's interesting. This year reminds me of 2 years ago, training camp, with the continuity, almost the exact roster coming back. Camp will be so much smoother this year than last year because all the guys we had to incorporate last year and teach, you know, our system and our style and our culture, they know it. So we're only adding a couple of players, but having, you know, all of our vets, KD and Zaza, David, having all those guys comfortable with what we're doing already, along with the core group that's been here the last few years, I expect that we'll be able to get right into camp and make progress right away without having to build too much of the foundation. The foundation's already there. I think we'll be better this year. We're deeper. As I talked about, the continuity is really important, but the challenge is obvious. You know, 3 years in a row in the finals, trying to make it a fourth. Very few teams in the history of the league have done that, and there's a reason. It's a long haul, and so we're going to have to navigate the season, pace ourselves, but not lose our edge, and that's the balance we're looking for.
Last one for Coach Janie.
Steve, good morning. Along those lines, what does it say about how Bob was able to keep this roster together and the unselfishness of a lot of the guys on your roster to make that happen? And what did you learn sort of with all the different ways you tried the rotations, mixing and matching throughout last year that you can apply?
Well, first of all, Bob is amazing. He really is. He does such a great job, not only of, you know, picking players and finding guys who make sense for us, but in terms of helping with that culture of unselfishness that you just mentioned. And obviously it's up to the players to really apply that, and it comes very naturally to them. Steph and KD and Andre. I mean, Andre was the guy who set the tone by going to the bench, you know, 3 years ago. And, you know, these guys are all really into playing together as a team. That's what makes it fun. And what I've learned is that, first of all, I'm really lucky because I've got a bunch of playmakers. I got a bunch of versatility to play with. So a lot of the things that we try, it's not that far-fetched, right? I mean, we can plug a lot of guys into different spots because they plug a lot of holes. And so the interesting thing this year will be, you know, we got a lot of mouths to feed. And if you look at our bench, how many guys have been full-time starters coming off the bench? JaVale, Andre, Sean, Nick Young, David West, and I'm probably missing a couple. Omri has been a starter in this league. Got a lot of guys who are used to playing big minutes, but our players understand what this is about. There's a bigger picture than just playing time and points per game and stats, and that's why a lot of them have come here the last couple of years. So I'm going to work with them. I'm confident they're going to work with us, and we'll figure out the right formula.
All right, here is what Stephen Curry had to say at the podium today during Media Day.
Can you talk about that game a couple years ago when Omri came in with the Kings and sort of lit up the Oracle with all of his threes, and you guys got involved in that? And is that sort of, when you think about that game, is that what you see him contributing for you guys?
That was a crazy atmosphere. Watching kind of how the first half unfolded, not a lot was going on until like the end of the first quarter. He hit a couple threes. We had some breakdowns. He took advantage of it. And then that whole second quarter was just back and forth, you know, trading threes, back, you know, one after the other, really. And their bench was into it. Our home crowd was into it. He's such a kind of unique player with his skill set, being able to shoot threes, you know, move without the ball. He's a great passer, very versatile, I think, on the wing, being able to do a lot of different things. So he should blend right into exactly how we play, and looking forward to him giving us a huge bonus off the bench.
Front row, far left.
Steph, Mark Spears, ESPN. You've played with
a lot of interesting point guards from a game standpoint and shooting guards, personality standpoint. What do you think about Nick Young as a player and also his personality?
I mean, I've gotten to know him a little bit since over the summer since he's been signed with us, and obviously playing against him for years, you know his kind of personality and his character. He's always having fun. Looks like he's always smiling, enjoying whatever he's doing on and off the court, which is something that is very consistent with our culture here. And so I know he'll have a good time in the locker room and on the court playing with us. He's going to have a very defined role with what he does, coming in and obviously defending at a high level, but, you know, just getting buckets and doing it, you know, his way, but within Warriors basketball. So it's going to be fun to watch. You know, we expect a lot out of him. And from a team kind of concept and aspect, I think he'll be just fine adapting to our style and blending his personality with the team and how we do things.
Front row, right side, Tim.
Yes, Steph. Tim Kawakami, The Athletic, over here. You've been very
clear.
The Athletic.
Oh, okay, thank you.
I hope you're a subscriber. You got a free one or anything? We'll get you a golden bag. Yeah. I'm sorry.
You're on the shameless plugs now, too. I like that.
I am. I don't know where I get that. Your opinion about the current administration and about the projected trip to the White House has been very clear. You've said you do not intend to go. Bob says the team will talk about it. There's been no final decision. How do you expect that conversation to go, knowing your opinion and other of your teammates who've been very clear about this? Can your opinion be changed? And do you expect this to be just a player discussion, or does management count too in this?
Just like our country, every opinion counts and matters. I don't know if I can predict how the conversation will go. I know who's, based on our conversations we've had in the past and things people have said to the media, to each other, whatever, I know pretty much where everybody kind of stands on it. But we want to respect the opportunity that we have to represent not only ourselves, our own beliefs, but our organization, because we're obviously in this position because we won a championship and we did something special together. And so for us to just really take the time to understand the magnitude of this decision and the right thing to do and the right way to go about it is important. And we'll respect that as we have this conversation whenever it happens in the next couple weeks. And yeah, I think when that message comes out and the actual decision of what we're going to do, we'll have a better explanation at that point. But yeah, my views haven't changed at all. I don't know if they can be changed, but yeah, that's kind of where I stand right now.
Second row, left-hand side, Felicia.
Hi, Steph. Felicia Purcell, Sports in the Bay. So what happened to the Twisties?
The what?
The Twisties.
I had to hit the reset button for a little bit. So
Right.
Not out the question down the road.
Right. Well, that wasn't the ultimate question. Aisha has become her own brand in her own right, doing big things. Talk about how proud you are of her. And what was it like filming the Infinity commercial with Riley?
I'm in business to support my family and my wife especially in all her endeavors. She's doing some amazing things, inspiring a lot of people with the platform she has. And everything that you see is out of her own vision and her own belief in herself and what she's able to accomplish. So it's been pretty awesome just to watch her, you know, grow and develop, and sky's the limit for, you know, all the things that she's going to be able to do down the road, showcasing her talents with the world. And with the commercial with Riley was pretty cool, just seeing her be herself. And it's kind of crazy, she was on set for like 30 minutes and drew that little track and had some fun. We had that little interaction on set. We were able to put together a pretty cool piece that now she gets to go, you know, watch when she's graduating high school down the road, and I get to show her you know, this is what you were like when you were five, having fun with daddy. So that's pretty cool for me to be able to share that experience with her.
Front row center, Chris.
Chris Haynes, ESPN, Substack. Have you had a chance to, what's your take on Kyrie forcing the trade to Boston? And obviously Cleveland has been a team with the nucleus of LeBron and Kyrie for so long, and now it's just changed just like that. What was your initial reaction, and what is it like now?
I guess it was something unexpected, I guess, from the outside. You don't know what's going on or what's been going on the last, you know, 3 years in the organization. That's not for us to know. But I know Draymond pretty much said it well. I think I heard him say he's just the fact that he's betting on himself and wherever he didn't know what situation he was going to end up in and when he requested the trade, and I don't think it mattered to him. Because he has 100% confidence in himself to be the player that he really thinks he is, and that's huge. That confidence that speaks volumes. They obviously accomplished a lot, you know, three straight finals and obviously winning the championship last year. So it was a great run for us playing against that particular lineup, and now as you go forward this year, it's gonna be crazy just watching the storylines and how the Eastern Conference, you know, unfolds throughout the course of the season. So I think we play right after them on opening night, but it should be a fun game to watch on the 17th.
Front row center, Tim.
Hey, Steph. Tim Bonderson, The Washington Post. You talked before about the White House visit and how this whole thing has become pretty important to you. I know you said to Rachel before that you want it to be a statement, that you guys are making a statement by not going. That's kind of your opinion on it. What kind of statement do you want to make by doing that? And you're not exactly Draymond in terms of kind of taking forceful positions on things all the time. Why have you decided that this is something you really want to make a big statement about?
I don't want to go. That's really it. I mean, that's kind of that's the nucleus of my belief. And I think it is different. It's not just me going to the White House. If it was, this would be a pretty short conversation. But it's, like I said, it's the organization, it's the team. And it's hard to say because I don't know exactly what we're going to do in lieu of, or if we do go, if we don't go, or whatever. But my beliefs stay the same. So I have a better answer for that once I can kind of understand where the group is, too.
What do you want that statement to be?
Like, oh, you mean if that were the case?
Yeah, like what? Like you said, you want to make that to be a statement. Like, you know, you guys would make a statement by.
We don't stand for basically what our president has, the things that he said and the things that that he hasn't said in the right times. That we won't stand for it, and by acting and not going, hopefully that will. Inspire some change when it comes to what we tolerate in this country and what is accepted and what we turn a blind eye to. I mean, it's not just the act of not going. There are things that you have to do on the back end to actually push that message into motion. You can talk about all the different personalities that have said things and done things, from Kaepernick to what happened to Martellus Bennett, to all sorts of, you know, examples of what has gone on in our country that we need to kind of change. And we all are trying to do what we can. We're using our platforms, using our opportunities to shed light on that. So that's kind of where I stand on it. But yeah, I don't think us not going to the White House is going to miraculously make everything better. But there are things that this is my opportunity to voice that.
Great. Two more for Steph. Second row center, Phil.
Hey, Steph. Phil Barber, Santa Rosa Press Democrat. A year ago with Kevin's arrival, the big question was, are there enough shots to go around for this team? And obviously you guys answered that. Now you've signed a couple more guys known for their shooting in Nick and Caspi. Has that challenge gotten even more complicated or greater in a way?
Nah. Because of the way we play, everybody touches the ball. Everybody's involved. Everybody should be a threat when they're on the floor. And we just, with the IQ guys that we, the high IQ guys we have on this team, we just find a way for it all to kind of blend and work. Coach Kerr does a great job of preaching that message of, you know, we do have our playmakers and guys that can get a bucket when we need to, but throughout the course of the game, the way that shots are created, you have to use every single person that's out there on the floor to make that happen. And guys that can put it on the floor, guys that can pass, guys that can knock down open shots, the more that you have on the floor, the better off you are, I think. And we don't have guys that are selfish at all, that are jealous of anybody else's success, or going to create drama if they, you know, get 5 shots one game and 15 shots the next game, as long as we win.
Last one for Steph. Marcus?
Steph, you said before, after the Panthers game or during it, that you had a conversation with KD about the Under Armour remarks. One of the concerns is that the shoe stuff might get into the chemistry on the court. Do you anticipate you needing to do anything to make sure that doesn't happen or that becoming an issue? And secondarily, do you want to confess to any secret accounts?
No. Me and KD, all the talks off the court, it is what it is. Obviously, he said what he said, and he had a certain viewpoint on the grassroots industry and brand loyalty and all that kind of stuff. And then obviously, I know what we've been able to accomplish from an Under Armour basketball standpoint and a Curry product standpoint in the last really 3.5 years, building that business to something that stands, that means something in the shoe game. So I guess maybe in practice we should just play in our socks and call it a day. That'd probably be the best way to make sure there's no drama when practice starts, you know what I'm saying? So we might do that.
And now the man who was the finals MVP, as we hear from Kevin Durant here at the beginning of training camp.
Kevin, you seem like you accomplished everything there was team-wise and individually last year. What are still some goals of you moving on to this next season?
Well, just do more of it. Just do more of what we did last year. Try to duplicate the success, but know it's a different season. We got to leave that in the past, and just try to get better from it. And you know, we're not thinking about being better than last year at all. We're just trying to, it's a new season, just come in and work hard from day one, man, and see where it takes us.
Front row, left-hand side, Mark.
Mark Spears, ESPN Undefeated. Kevin, what was it like when you walk into this locker room and you're the new guy, and when you think about Nick and Omri, like, is it a little intimidating? I know you're a great player, but is it a little intimidating walking into this group and trying to fit in?
No, I think those guys, you know, Omri and Nick, you know, they feel like, you know, they walked in here and it felt like they belonged, you know, feel like they've been here with us for a while. And, you know, nobody on the team is, you know, Steph and Dre and Clay, myself, Andre, Dot, we just, you know, feel like they just welcome everybody in. They did the same with me last year and it feels the same way this year. So, looking forward to going out there and getting on the court with everybody tomorrow.
How does Nick fit in from a game and also a personality standpoint?
I think his personality fits perfectly. Just being who he is, just a lot of energy, just a lot of excitement around just, you know, playing for us. But on top of that, Nick just always has that energy and excitement with him. You know, it just feels that way every time I see him. And so to be able to work with him every day is going to be a joy. And I know his game is going to translate, you know, guy that can shoot the ball, can score, create for everybody. I'm looking forward to going out there and getting better with him.
Second row, middle.
Katie Baker from The Ringer. Also a question regarding Nick. I know that you went with Coach Kerr and to talk to him this summer. What was your message to him, and what do you remember specifically from when you were on the other side of that you maybe tried to bring to that conversation?
Oh, I just told him that it's a great environment. He'll have fun playing basketball here every day, and he came the next week.
Front row, left-hand side, Janie.
Hi, Kevin. Janie McCauley from AP. Are you pretty amazed that this roster came back together the way it did? I mean, you had spoken at the end of the year just how you were committed to doing that, taking, you know, whatever you needed to do financially. But still, it took it, you've got everybody back almost.
Yeah, I mean, guys wanted to be back, and, you know, we have good communication from the front office. You know, Bob and the rest of the staff communicates with all the players. So, you know, it's great to see, you know, everybody back and, you know, see if we can do this thing again. You know, it's going to be an exciting year for us, and glad that Steph is back and Dre and Dot, and, you know, just glad we got everybody back together and ready to start playing again.
Front row, right-hand side, Marcus.
Two questions for you, KD. How strong is the chemistry of this team, and ready are you guys to deal with all that's already has happened and it's about to happen as people constantly talk about you guys? And secondarily, Draymond said he laughed at you. Was it at all, you know, the way he handled that, did that all help you get through it or help you deal with it better?
What was your first question again? I'm sorry. Oh, the chemistry?
Yeah.
I think our chemistry be good. I mean, chemistry is all about how you play on the court, and I think everybody has a good feel of what we need to do on the basketball court. And we all have good personalities here in the locker room. So, you know, just a matter of just getting on the court, just getting better, finding that rhythm again. And, Draymond laughs at everything.
Second row, left-hand side, Felicia.
Felicia Purcell, Sports in the Bay. Hi, Kevin.
How you doing?
Good. You had mentioned at the end of the season that you had got a text from an ex-girlfriend. Did you get, you know, I'm sure the offseason has just been like a wild moment for you. A lot of people, 10th cousins removed and all that kind of crazy stuff. Did you get any other texts from someone from your past or someone that you were excited about, say an actor, entertainer?
Nah, nobody. Nah. And if I did, I'll keep that to myself.
All right, front row, right.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, front row, right hand side.
Yeah,
Tim
Calcom, The Athletic. It's been a while since you made the decision to give up a lot of money, many millions in your contract situation. Just what was the origination for that? When did you really decide, hey, I don't need to get the max or even the non-bird max? And could you see doing it again?
I'm blessed enough to make a lot of money and blessed enough to take care of my family. And, you know, it's a great feeling. We don't have to make decisions based on that. And, you know, that's what I did. Just made a decision on how I felt. And I wanted to be back here no matter what. And we worked it out. We'll see. You know, I don't know. I'm just taking it a day at a time. When that time comes, we'll figure it out. But for right now, focus on tomorrow.
Second row center.
Right in the middle, Kevin. Phil Barber, Santa Rosa Press Democrat. You've had a little time to reflect on the championship now. Does the fire for another one feel any different? Does it burn any less brightly than what you were feeling before?
It's a different feeling. You just know what's important. You know, just going on the court, you still have to play no matter what. You know, you can have the desire and you feel like you deserve to win another one, or you feel like you're going to get there, you know. All of this aura around the game might feel like we're going to go there for sure, but we still got to go out there and produce and play and get better on the court. So if we focus on that, you know, just focus on that, we'll see what happens, you know, and try not to think too far down the line. It's a long season. Anything can happen. So just focus on how we can get better minute by minute in practice, man. The rest will take care of itself.
Front row center, Mark.
Kevin, as much as you had success individually and the team did last year, the fact that you're back with the same group, are there specific things that you envision becoming easier this season than last year?
I don't think anything in this game is easier. I think for us, it's just a matter of us, from the beginning, you know, knowing what we have to do, knowing what our goal is, and coming to work every day. I mean, it's simple. I think everybody here is a professional and knows how to work and knows how to bring something to the table and know what we have to do in order for us to be a good team. And if we all come in and bring, you know, a small part of us and make it into a group, we'll be fine.
Third row, right-hand side, Monty.
Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area. Kevin, last year when you came here, you obviously were, you know, coming to a whole new place or a whole new way of doing things. I'm curious as to know now, with that year behind you, are you accustomed to what they do around here and how they do it? You know, you said, I know you and David and...
How we do it?
Yeah, you and David and Mike B, and you guys were all like, this is unusual, some of the stuff that goes on around here, how you guys do it. Are you totally down with that? you seem to be last year. And what does that mean going into this year?
It just means that I know when the music going to come on before practice starts. I know usually when coach going to turn it off. I know different segments in practice now that he might throw out there, so nothing is a surprise. So just knowing that stuff, knowing exactly how we're going to start practice, and so just knowing that is definitely easier for me coming in. Just knowing that flow and that rhythm of how practice goes, and that definitely makes life as an NBA player easier when you know that flow. So I'm excited about that. Looking forward to, you know, just getting back out there with the guys again, man. It seemed like it's been a long summer, but it also seemed like we just got done a couple days ago. So it's good to just flow right into the season again.
Kevin, better saying that you guys are deeper and thought you'll be even better this season. You agree with that?
I didn't hear the first part.
Steve was saying earlier that he thinks you guys will be better this year than you were last year, and partly because you're deeper.
Yeah. Man, and also the experience. We got, you know, just about everybody back from the championship team, and add Nick and Omri, and, you know, two guys that are veterans that know how to play. You know, we should be deeper. You know, we got a lot of size, too, you know, coming off the bench. But it's a matter of us going out there and staying locked in. You know, that's always been the mindset for us, is staying locked in, and, you know, for each moment, whether it's 5 minutes of defense tomorrow with Ron Adams or whether it's 10 minutes with Q going over our offensive set, just staying locked in exactly the moments we need to be locked in. And, you know, start from day one and see where it takes us.
Last one for KD, second row, left-hand side.
Danny LaRue, The Athletic. Are you any more excited or interested because the teams around you, particularly at the top, changed so much this year, particularly Houston, OKC, Cleveland?
No, I'm just focused on us, focused on how we could get better every single day. Those teams are amazing teams that are going to have great seasons, I'm sure. But, you know, it's tough enough to worry about yourself and worry about someone else. So I just rather focus on us.
And Warriors training camp fueled by Gatorade to continue throughout the week leading up to Saturday, September 30th, as the Warriors take on the Denver Nuggets in preseason game number one. It's also Draymond Green Defensive Player of the Year bobblehead night. The first 10,000 fans in attendance will pick up the bobblehead collectible. This is Warriors training camp fueled by Gatorade.